Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
Neva Yamal, and that is Relevant, the new heaven, Jerusalem. That's a beautiful, beautiful one there. Hoping you have enjoyed it. Well, my family, we are back at it again with Pastor Enes Kwadi talking about fraudulent marriages. This is our part two. We have seen, we read about them. We see them on TV. We asking questions. And so we are getting clarity on these, and may we not be found on the guilty side of the law. Muruti, how are you?
Yes, I'm very well, and how are you doing?
Thank you for talking to us, Muruti. We are doing very well. Thank you for this moment that you have given unto us yet again. And I'm saying to the family, may we not be found on the wrong side of the law, where fraudulent marriages are concerned. Hey.
Yes. You are absolutely correct.
Spot on, Muruti.
Also,
yes.
Let me take this time to greet our family in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Yeah, Sibongile, that's so true. You are spot on. We should not be found, being on the wrong side of the law. We must always be vigilant. We must not be lured, carried away, to believe things that which are not going to be. Because at the end of the day, we might find ourselves being in trouble because of these, fraudulent marriages.
Muruti, I remember that the last time we spoke to you, you were also correcting some of the officiators. I don't know if I'm saying correct, if that's the word. Yeah, those who officiate marriages, to say, do not be tempted to even take money. Because some of the couples will come and say, no, it's a quick thing. And I will come alone. Don't worry. The wife doesn't have to be there, or the husband doesn't have to be there. But we are seeing more and more a trend of men getting married to women fraudulently in South Africa. And so you said, don't be tempted to take that kind of money. But last time when we were talking, you were just about to tell us, if I am to be married to a foreigner, what's the procedure? How is it done? Because most of us think that it's just like I'm getting married to a South African, and so we just go and get a date at the Home Affairs, and then boom, we have signed, we are husband and wife, we've got our witnesses with us, the two witnesses that are needed. And so we think that's how simple it is. But what is the procedure if one is to be married to a foreigner?
Thank you so much, Sibongile. I will explain that after reading this passage of Scripture. Matthew chapter 19, from verse number 4 up until verse number 6.
Okay.
The Bible says, yes, to us, have you not read that he who, the Creator, created them from the beginning, made them male and female, and said, therefore, a man shall leave his father and his mother and hold fast to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. And it continues to say, so they are no longer two, but one flesh. And what God therefore has joined together, let no man separate.
Mm-hmm.
By reading this passage of Scripture, I want to bring this to our attention to say, marriage is the idea of God. It is never man's idea. And all of us, we need to respect the idea that God created. He created it for himself. And therefore, whatsoever that is done around marriage, we must always remember that it is not a man-made, but it is God's ideology. That is very much important, Sibongile. So once we hold that understanding, whatsoever that people do, they must always bear in mind to say, when you touch marriage, actually you are really touching the heart of God.
Yeah.
Now, coming to the question that which you are asking in relation to ways where wants to enter marriage with a foreign national, there are requirements in the Republic of South Africa. And I'm going to explain the process slowly so that all of us, we will understand the process. Firstly, your passport, if you are a foreign national, your passport must be valid. It must not have you are not supposed to be having a passport that is expired. It must be a valid passport. Your visa must also be valid if you have obtained visa with the Republic of South Africa. Secondly, according to the law, you are required, you as the prospective wife and the prospective husband, you are required to make an appointment with the closest Department of Home Affairs, and then you can go in there, make an appointment with the immigration office.
Okay.
The immigration officer will conduct an interview with both of you. But at times, the immigration officer may require extended family members to come for an interview, depending on the findings that comes out of the interview that he or she is getting from that interview. It may also extend to the point where maybe your friends are also asked to come to attend the interview. So the first thing that is so important, among others, is that there must be an interview conducted with the Department of Home Affairs, the immigration officer. Once that is required, once you have done that process of the interview, then the immigration officer will give you a letter to say, I have conducted the interview and I am satisfied. Therefore, the marriage officer may continue, depending whether you are going to approach the marriage officer, who is the Minister of Religion, or maybe you can be approaching the marriage officer, who is the Minister of Home Affairs. But the officer, immigration officer, will issue a letter to say, I am satisfied of the processes of the interview.
Okay.
If he or she is not satisfied still, he will indicate to say, according to my findings or my interview with the said, prospective couple and husband and wife, I am not satisfied. And other processes, of course, will have to unfold. Furthermore, before you can even sign the marriage register, you are going to be required to submit or furnish to the marriage officer what we call a letter of no impediment. And this letter of no impediment, it is obtainable from your home country if you are a foreign national. And of course, once you have acquired that information, then you are able to submit it. The letter of no impediment, it is a document that details where you stay, where you come from, the country, and your ID number, and also marital status, to say this person was married or was divorced or and so on. Once that information is obtained, then you are able to finish the marriage officer with that information. Then the marriage officer is now ready to, assist you to register your marriage. Of course, after obtaining the letter from the immigration officer and also the letter of no impediment, then the witnesses must also be present. Mm-hmm. And once witnesses are present, then you are good to go. We would have satisfied ourselves to say all the necessary procedures have now been followed. and you are now in the state where you can sign the marriage register, and after that, then your details will be captured with Home Affairs, and you will be issued first with a handwritten marriage certificate, and afterwards, then you can apply for a computerized marriage certificate. So this is the process that needs to be unfolding. But now the challenge is that at times you find that people do not want to follow the processes. They just need to do the shortcuts. And, you know, when they want to do the shortcuts, that's where they will go and talk to the marriage officers behind, you know, to say, no, let's do this quick. And they will give you reasons. And some of the reasons, Swile, are valid. You know, I remember in one of the cases.
Is there any?
Not necessarily valid, but they seem to be true.
Okay.
Let me put it like that.
Not
necessarily valid, but they seem to be true. Now, it is up to you as the marriage officer to verify even the documents that you are given. I remember I did one marriage where this couple approached me. They said, Muruti Kwadi, please marry us. And then I asked for all these documents. And I had to go to the embassy of that particular country where the gentleman, you know, comes from. And then I said, this is the process that which we are doing. And then this person comes from your country, and then he has the intentions to marry a South African. Can you kindly furnish me with more information? And, you know, the embassy was very kind to give me the information. I verified the information, and I came to satisfy myself as a marriage officer to say the documents that I received from this individual corresponds with the documents that I am receiving from the embassy. Now, it really makes things very easy and simple for me as a marriage register, a marriage officer. Now, marriage officers, Sibongile, they need to verify information. Do not marry people based on the documents that which you receive. Do not marry people based on the what we call the passport that you are given. You might find that the passport that is being issued is a fraudulent passport. You will also understand that as we talk about the fraudulent marriages, fake marriages, we also talk about identity theft. Now, identity theft occurs when someone is using personal identifying information, like the name of another person, the identifying number, the credit card, and so on. All that information that basically does not belong to you. We call that the identity theft. Now, it's very much important for you as a marriage officer to verify, to ascertain, to say these documents are valid, these documents are actually right. And remember, anything that you do, more especially putting your signature as the marriage officer, you also agree to say, I have followed all the necessary processes and I am satisfied. Therefore, I attach my signature, or you attach your stamp, and then you write the date there. Then this calls for accountability and responsibility as well. To say tomorrow, if there is someone who opens up a case to say, I find myself being married, but I don't know how, then when investigations continues, they will check who is the marriage officer concerned to, or in which Department of Home Affairs was this information captured. And if your name is found there, it means you have to be accountable. And at that time, when you are supposed to be taking responsibilities, you would have forgotten long ago about the monies that was pampered in your bank account. You would have forgotten about, you know, the great gifts that which were given to you as a marriage officer. Now you are under fire. You have to take responsibility. That's why we say we need to be men and women of character, of integrity, as marriage officers, as pastors. If you don't understand a process, go to somebody else, refer the couple to other people to say there is this couple, they want to tie the knot. One of them is a foreign national. I don't know the procedures or the processes and so on.
Okay.
Then you get, you know, to be told and you get to be advised about that.
I've heard of cases where churches would ask Brother Kwadi and Ntate Ernest and Me Sinachi, Me Pietra, to go and represent somebody who's a foreign national at the bride's home to come pay lobola. So the church would take members of the church and they would go and represent the church, but represent Brother Sorenso, who is a foreign national, to marry the sister within the church. Is that allowed?
Well, if the processes are followed correctly,
No lobola first. It has to be the processes before lobola.
Yes, has to be the processes first, because it is the processes that will determine whether marriage will continue or not. For an example, Sbongile, if there has not been an interview with the immigration office, then of course the marriage may not necessarily
It's null and void.
That's correct.
Okay.
If documentations are not on point, of course there's a challenge there. Then it calls us as the church to say, before we stand up and go represent a particular member of the family, the church itself must satisfy itself to say all documentations are correct. Otherwise, you are going to stand up to go and represent someone who does not have proper documentations, or he has falsified information. And in turn, you are part of the corruption that is continuing. The corruption that which we are calling upon the church to say, we must be careful about such things.
Mm.
Before you stand up to represent someone, ask questions. Don't be shy to get information.
Mm.
Don't be shy to say, where are the documents? Let's see the documents.
Mm.
Because it is going to be embarrassing tomorrow when, it is on social media to say, so-and-so, Sbongile Mofokeng, was representing the church for this particular marriage, only to find that the marriage was a fraudulent marriage.
Mm.
Your name is also, there, Sbongile. So that's why we are simply saying, before you stand up as a member of the church, as a friend, as an uncle, and so on, make sure you satisfy yourself by asking to see documents. If you are not satisfied with documents, there are other departments you can go and visit just to get more information. I will tell you something, Sbongile.
Yeah.
People who normally find themselves to be in these fraudulent marriages are people who are vulnerable, are people who are defenseless, are people who are unprotected, people who are unemployed because they think through their stomach. You see, people who are unprotected, you know, normally, under normal circumstances, Sibongile, if you have a brother who says, I want to marry you, the first thing you are going to do, you are going to go to your uncles, you are going to go to your aunts and so on and give them the news to say there is a person that, you know, I am seeing and this is what the intention is. Now, it is the responsibilities of the uncles to protect you, to cover you, to say, let us see the brother. And when you introduce the brother to them, then it is their responsibility as well to protect you by saying, where is this man coming from?
Yeah.
Okay, he comes from this particular, who are his people, and so on.
Yes.
And then you must be open enough to give them information. But things that are happening today, you know, Swinile, our sisters will come to us privately. They will want us to, you know, assist them to complete or to sign the marriage register without even the uncles knowing, without even the parents knowing, and so on. And then that covering of protection is not there. You know why? It is because at this time they are thinking through their stomach. They are promised to be given a certain, you know, amount of money. And they don't even normally get the whole of that money. So these are some of the challenges that leads to fraudulent marriages.
All right, let's take a break, Murutile, and then let's talk some more. I am interested also in the relationships that are online. I wanted to take a break. Now a family member calls. Let's hear what the family member has got to say to us, and then we'll take a break. I was about to take a call. I'm not quite sure why. Is it not coming through? Let's try again after a break, okay, my family member? Let's do this when we come back. And we're coming back. We're talking fraudulent marriages, part two, with Pastor Enes Kwati.
No hassles, no frills. It just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Share the love, share the truth, share the life on 657 AM.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
Looking for a daily dose of inspiration? Radio Pulpit has got you covered. Follow our new WhatsApp channel and get inspirational content delivered straight to your phone. From uplifting daily devotionals to motivational podcasts, we have it all. Plus, stay in the loop with our latest events, exciting campaigns, and all the news about your favorite programs and presenters. To follow our WhatsApp channel, go to WhatsApp or go to radiopulpit.co.za for instructions. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, keeping you in tune and in touch.
We gave you the sounds of Sina Chi, Shout It Loud, and yes, you're on Heart to Heart with me, Swengilemo Fokeng. All righty then, we are back again with Pastor Enes Khwadi talking fraudulent marriages. Let's take a family member on the line before I proceed. Hi, family, how are you?
Hi, this is Bongile Gunja.
Sikona babunkosi, and wenunjani, baba?
Just inkosi, abu, samfundis ninjani lapo.
Siyaphila ninjani, babunkosi.
Just inkosi, abu, samfundis wami.
Blessing to you. Thank you so much.
Mfundis inkalu kubuza la. La bantu ma, nibashati sale. La mafoto, embashuta ona niyawakina na onfema ukuthi ngokulaba abathengisa ngemishado ngeidentity yabo bashade nabantu ngoba babanika ama 1000 rand ukuthi uma seyazoxhema ukuthi yena akawazi lo mshado khona ukukonfirmeka ukuthi ngempela akawazi or uyawazi.
I like that. All right, then. Thank you, Babunkosi. Well, Babunkosi, we'd like to know about the pictures that are taken during when you make people sign for their marriages, that there are pictures that are there, because most of the times when people are approached about it, they say, I do not know, I know nothing about this marriage. Many of them come up like that. So he says, at least if there are pictures, then there is proof. So how does it work? Does that work? To keep the pictures as well?
Yeah. Thank you so much, Spunile. You know, this is part of the processes that the Home Affairs introduced. In the past, when you marry the couple, you make them sign, we would normally ask for their identity documents, and also we get two witnesses. But now that has changed. It is required now that we have their passport photos. We attach the passport photos, and it's three passport photos for each. We attach them to the marriage register, and further, we take their thumbs, left thumb. We take their fingerprints, and then we register their identity numbers as well as the copy of the ID, identity document. Now, that process is there. And when we go to the Home Affairs will make copies and put that information to their microfilm. Now, it means the information is captured in the system of the Home Affairs.
Okay.
Should an individual later claim to say, I am not aware about this marriage, that's where the investigation will kick, and then they will go to the Home Affairs and check all the documents. And if they find out that you actually gave consent to that particular marriage, then it is then your problem. That marriage will remain valid because you are the one who signed there.
I thought you were too boshiwe. Ah, Zankosi. I thought you'd say you'd be arrested. No arresting.
Yes, because there are some who, unfortunately, the marriage will be a fraudulent marriage. But if you sign the marriage register yourself, and if you provide a valid copy of your ID document, and if you provide a passport that, you know, is the same as yourself, then we attach all that information. Surely that marriage will be a correct, valid marriage. But now, problem is that people, because they think through their stomach, they are hungry today, they are given money today, then tomorrow they find themselves in a problem. Then it becomes another problem.
Now, Muruti, time is not on our side. I am left with actually about, I thought there was still time, but I think I'm left with about 5 minutes. So there are those ones of us who meet online, and you find it's a long-distant relationship, but they are online. How does it work when it comes to them getting married? Because you find the only time the other one is able to come to South Africa is when now they have to settle down in South Africa. Is it still the same process? How does it work? Because I'm just wondering, I want to ask, but I think it's not even good to ask such a question because we might be giving away too much information what goes on into the migration office. Because one is tempted to ask, what is it that would qualify people to get married after they've seen that officer? But how does it work?
Yes, Sibongile, well, there are distant relationships. We are aware about those distant relationships. Unfortunately, when it comes to the legal union, the marriage, couples cannot sign online. You have to be present physically and sign in the midst of each other, including witnesses. That transaction must take place at once, at the same time, under same roof, you know, in the presence of all the parties concerned. Then the marriage is valid. But what is happening today, where you find people are saying, no, you can sign documents and then email the documents and so on, that is not allowed. But what is allowed is that the couples must be physically present to sign in the presence of each other. When we talk about marriage, remember, marriage is a legal union. And we normally encourage people to say they must find themselves to a point where they stay together, because staying together fulfills, or this is one of the requirements of marriage, to say you must stay with your partner so that you must also enjoy the benefits of marriage. Otherwise, a distant, long-distant relationship, it becomes a challenge, Sibongile. I don't know if I tried to answer your question.
It's a challenge. So what would qualify them when they get to the officer, the migration office?
I beg your pardon?
What would qualify them when they get to the migration office?
Okay, when the immigration office will conduct an interview, then they will be able to detect if there is a valid relationship between the two. And the immigration officer will also check how long is maybe one partner being here in South Africa, if maybe he is also has a valid passport and a valid visa. And also, he might even go to touch on, you know, interviewing the friends and other family members to establish if there is a true relationship. I mean, other couples, remember, the other couple might be abroad due to work related, you know, aspects and so on. But you find that there is an intention to come back and stay together with the other partner. And all that information will surface once the interview is conducted by the immigration officer. All if right. The immigration officer of the Home Affairs then is satisfied, then he will make a recommendation to the marriage officer today to say, you may proceed to marry them.
I thought they would ask questions like, how do you know your spouse? How well do you know your spouse?
Well, those questions will be part of, you know, the processes of the interview. There are so many questions, Sibongile, that are asked, including how long have you been knowing each other and so on. Did you visit this man? Have you ever visited his home country and so on? There are so many questions that are going to be asked up until to the point where the immigration officer will have to give, you know, his findings by way of a recommendation.
All right. Muruti, closing statements for today and where we can get hold of you if we'd like to talk to you directly.
Yes. Thank you so much, Sibongile. The closing statement, I want to advise our brothers and sisters to say, should you suspect that you are somehow married or maybe you are having concerns, you can visit the website of the Department of Home Affairs and then they can check for you, or you can go to the nearest Home Affairs, they can check your marital status there, so that at the end of the day, you know your marital status. Don't leave without knowing your marital status. It's very much important. For more information, 082
0470-6408. Then I will be able to answer questions that I can answer. Of course, those that I am not able to answer, I will refer to the relevant department.
Wow.
But 082-470-6408, that's my number.
Thank you so much, Maruti, for talking to us. May God also bless you. We will be coming back for more. Have a blessed one, Maruti. Bye.
Amen. Thank you. Bye.
And that is Pastor Ernest Kwadi. If you'd like to be in contact with him, he is Ernest Kwadi on Facebook, on socials, but his number is 082-470-6408.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, a companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.